For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Frank Smythe is a freelance journalist who's been writing about Guatemalan drug trafficking since 1991 in publications including The Progressive, The Sacramento Bee, The Washington Post, The Village Voice, The New Republic, and The Wall Street Journal. He recently completed a piece for The Texas Observer, The Untouchable Narco State.
This is nothing new, necessarily. Perhaps it's more obvious and glaring than other instances, but it happens in many, if not most, or even all, of the Central and South American countries, the Caribbean nations, that they are many times staging points, areas where they move these drugs for a while and then break it down to smaller shipments and bring it into the U.S. Let's talk about that. How pervasive is this problem?
Well, I think it is new because you've never had a country so small moving so much cocaine to the United States and moving so much cocaine with such blanket impunity for so long. The United States has complained, for example, about Colombia's inability 10, 15, 20 years ago to prosecute its own alleged kingpins. But Colombia, starting in the early 1990s and continuing through the 1990s and even up until today, has been prosecuting alleged kingpins and extraditing others to the United States. Similarly, Mexico, which had a major problem 6, 7 years ago in terms of not prosecuting drug lords, is now prosecuting its own drug lords and extraditing others to the United States. Where Guatemala alone in this hemisphere has taken literally little or no action against any of its own alleged suspects, and the amount of cocaine going through Guatemala is unprecedented for the region. I mean, Guatemala's traffic is now as large as Mexico is, and of course there's a lot of overlap between the two. But what's amazing is that there's relatively no law enforcement whatsoever on any large scale within Guatemala, and even the DEA has been trying to arrest people outside of Guatemala, but it's not been able to arrest or help arrest Guatemalan suspects inside Guatemala.
Texas has done it again. A new low has been had by a federal district court in Texas, holding it does not violate the Constitution for a guard to place feces in a prisoner's food. From Trevino versus Johnson, December 8, 2005, quote, the plaintiff also alleged that either Officer Kevin Powell or Officer Rodney Powell placed feces in a meal. An isolated incident of non-remarkable proportions does not rise to the level of a constitutional violation, end quote. So in Texas, you can sleep on the cold, hard floor, you can get your water from the toilet, and you can be deceived and compelled to eat shit. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.